Good day all, and welcome to the Upstate Housing Program. Today my guest is Rebecca Gerard, Campaign Manager at Citizen Action New York. Rebecca, would it be safe to say you focus on housing issues?
Yes, exclusively.
So, Rebecca, there's a lot of housing action and legislation happening. With COVID-19 now putting the world into a pandemic state, what can you share with us about things being done in New York State to assist and help renters stay in their apartments, given that some people might be laid off and businesses are going to be shutting down?
Absolutely. So I think the most important thing that just occurred was on Sunday, the state judge issued a statewide moratorium on evictions. And that goes into effect at 5 p.m. today, Monday the 16th. And that applies to any new eviction orders being filed, as well as any eviction orders already issued and not yet executed. And I want to say before we move on that that was really the result of a huge amount of organizing and people power. This was something we started working on just about a week ago. And the petition that we started calling on the state to enact this has already garnered over 15,000 signatures. And so it really just speaks to, first of all, what you can accomplish with people power. And then second of all, the real fear and valid concern that people have on how they're going to be able to afford rent and stay in their homes during this crisis.
So will this eviction moratorium also cover folks living in any subsidized housing or Section 8 or rent-subsidized housing?
It would cover all proceedings.
How do you see this panning out in the Capital Region? Do you think there's going to be some implementation barriers for the courts or the landlords or the tenants?
I think that's really important. Our focus as of this morning, since this was issued yesterday, is to make sure that we have a robust implementation campaign. We need tenants to know that if they have an order that was already issued, that they do not need to attend court to address it past if it's after 5 p.m. today. And we need to make sure that the courts are aware of what their responsibilities are in not issuing orders that they shouldn't be issuing, and that the law enforcement agencies within municipalities are not executing orders that they shouldn't be issuing. So we really need to communicate to the public what their rights are and to the municipalities what their responsibilities are.
Is that going to be the state's responsibility, or is it going to be the responsibility of organizations like United Tenants and other local groups that help housing issues and folks with their rent?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think it's going to have to be a combination of the two. So all court systems should have gotten notification by today, of these new regulations that were put in place. But again, we know that often, especially outside of New York City, court systems have questions sometimes around these orders and how they're supposed to implement them. And then again, I go back to if you're somebody who has a notice that you're supposed to be in court in 2 weeks, even if the court system knows that should be adjourned, right? That there's no need for that to happen at this time. How do we make sure the tenants know that? How do we make sure that their case is on hold during this crisis?
And let's say if a sheriff has to come out to your home, does that mean that won't happen? Is that when let's say they've been given a warrant and now they're going to come and evict you, you don't have to leave?
That should not even be happening. So according to this, sheriffs should not even be executing orders past 5 p.m. today. So that should not be happening. But again, we know that no system operates perfectly. So again, really important that people know their rights, because if past 5 p.m. today, a sheriff did come to execute an eviction warrant that was already issued, a tenant should be able to say, there's a moratorium on this, I do not have to leave, and be able to take some emergency measures such as calling an emergency hotline, contacting an organizer who can speak with the sheriff's office, things like this.
And how long is this going to be for? Did they set a limit in the notice?
They did not. So the good news is They did not set a short limit. Last week, an order came out specific to New York City, which was only a week in length. So this order, which is statewide, does not have a specified time frame. So that's the good news. The bad news is, ideally, what we would want and what was in the legislation that Senators Kavanaugh and Hoylman and Assemblymember Epstein introduced was a moratorium for a period of 30 days longer than the state of emergency.
I read an article that one of the largest rental property owners said, oh, they're going to do like a 90-day moratorium on collecting rents. Do you have any comments about that? Because I guess my question was, is that like market rate apartments and these are not people that are really suffering?
Yeah, there's been a lot of press around REBNY, the Real Estate Board of New York, voluntarily agreeing to not evict tenants due to non-payment. And the reality is that the people who signed that letter, the developers, right, the corporations that signed that letter represent a very, very, very small portion of properties that people live in New York City. And their profile is not such that they are people who tend to be in eviction court anyway, right? So their tenants are not people who tend to have difficulty paying the rent and who they need to take to court. So I do feel like it was a real sort of self-serving moment of publicity instead of being actually representative of who was agreeing to participate in that and who it was impacting, which was not really the people we would need on either side.
So on the other end is then you've got, let's say upstate here, you've got landlords who own buildings with, you know, four apartments or a two-family home. How is that going to impact those landlords? I mean, and I'm trying to look at both sides of the issue here.
Absolutely. So this was a first step, a sort of triage in the crisis that we know is coming. But ultimately, we believe it's the state's responsibility in this moment to provide much-needed assistance to tenants and families who are homeowners or owners of one or two properties. Every one of those populations is going to need it. And while this moratorium triages this moment, it doesn't address what's going to happen at the end of the moratorium when people are behind in their rent or behind in their mortgages because of loss of income due to this crisis. And so we're really immediately pivoting into how are we going to get relief into the people's hands that need it, and ensuring that aid that is directed is not directed to corporate bailouts as it typically is, but is actually directed towards the people who are going to suffer the most.
So the moratorium doesn't mean you get out of jail free.
That's correct. It just puts a hold and it triages the impacts of this financial impacts of this health crisis in this moment. So if you have a loss of income, it ensures that that's not going to be compounded by a situation of homelessness, which increases not just that person's health risks, but everybody's. But certainly it does not erase the amount of rent owed. And so certainly if people do not face a loss of income because of this, it is absolutely well advised to stay current on one's rent if the resources are there. Because at the end of this moratorium, right now, there are no protections to say that the money owed will not be due.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add that I've left out?
I do want to add, so over the weekend, I drafted four different kinds of resolutions that this is especially pertinent here in the Capital District and outside of New York City, that municipalities could pass. And so we have two municipalities already that are choosing to do this, and it goes farther than what the eviction moratorium did. And so in one version that a city or a county could issue, it calls for a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures, because again, right, we're trying to think of both populations of stakeholders in this crisis, and it defines the length of time in a similar manner to the legislation that was introduced as 30 days beyond the end of the state of emergency, but it also embeds a 180-day moratorium on non-payment evictions and foreclosures past the end of the moratorium. So if after the end of the moratorium, a homeowner can stay current at that time on current payments of their mortgages and tenants can make current payments on their rents, then there is a 180-day freeze on evictions because of any amount that was in arrears due to the moratorium. And so we think that's a really necessary step to make sure that we don't end up with just a flood of evictions and foreclosures at the end of the moratorium period.
So that means that what I'm hearing is the statewide moratorium is one piece of legislation, but now you're saying each community has to have their own additional legislation?
Yeah, they don't have to, but it provides extra protections to their community. And so I would encourage it. And ultimately, I think it buys us the time to try to secure the state level resources that we're going to need to be funneled into these communities, because that could be a longer process. Right now, the budget is being negotiated. It will be finalized, we're hearing, by the end of the week. Everything is being expedited. So there is no greater time to call in to your senator or assembly member at the state level and let them know that if there was ever a moment where it was appropriate to enact new revenue streams that target the billionaires of this state, now is the time. That extra revenue has never been more necessary, and it certainly seems logical that those who can afford to pay just a little more, but that little more would be deeply impactful to the masses of this state. There's never been a better time to say, this is the time to do that, and we need it. We need it now.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rebecca. And I'm just going to tell the listeners to just pay attention. And if we hear any news about where you can get information about the eviction moratorium, we'll make sure we get it out on the radio station. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you so much. As always, it's a pleasure.